Welcome back, everybody, and today is May the 12th, Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Hope you're having a great day, and it's about 39 minutes after the hour, 3 o'clock, here on the East Coast, just inside of Ocala, Florida. And today I wanted to talk about something that is I really have a personal experience with, and I thought that I'd share it with you, and it's about the narcissist. You may have heard them called a narc. No, it doesn't refer to a 1980s undercover drug agent. It is someone who is a narcissist. And if you've ever known a narcissist or you've had a relationship with a narcissist, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. You'll understand all the little red flags and the things that they do, and you probably nod in your head right now. But let's go back a little bit. Back in my childhood, my mother was a narcissist. She was also probably borderline as well. And I had a brother who was a narcissist, who is a narcissist. And so I was around a lot of narcissists growing up in my early developmental years. And so I was really taught how to react to a narcissist and serve a narcissist, because that's really what a narcissist will do. They will teach you how to serve them. And so it's no surprise to me that when I got out of high school and into college that I was attracted to a narcissist. And so narcissists do things in the beginning of a relationship, and you may recognize some of these. And now from here on out, I'm just going to be referring to a female narcissist, only because that is what I have had personal experience with. And so when I speak of the narcissist and I give you terms of the narcissist and what they do and the behaviors and things like that, just know that from here on out, it will be about a female narcissist. Now, I may mention a female narcissist at the time and differentiate, but I will only be talking about the female narcissist. So when I was in college, I met this girl. She was very beautiful, very pretty. And of course, you know, I was young, and you know, when you're young, you don't think about someone's personality being that the rest of their life. You think about immediate gratification. And if you're young and you're a boy and you're red-blooded American like me, you think about sex, and that's all you think about. And I think I was about 19 years old, and just about the time that, you know, I was really, really recognizing the opposite sex, and I liked them. And so I found this girl. She's very beautiful and very vivacious and very fun. And narcissists, when they're looking, you have to understand that narcissists are like lions on the Serengeti. When they're looking for a victim, they're looking for a small animal that has been separated from the herd. They're looking for a baby, something that's easy pickings. Narcissists are the same way. They're looking for what's called empaths, or empathetic people. People that are easily affected by other people's emotions, and we can sort of pick up the way other people feel, and we can truly feel the way they feel. And we're referred to in the mental health rings of experience, and those who work in the mental health industry and those who work in the psychological industry, or field, I should say, we're referred to as empaths, and we are very empathetic. And so when it comes to a narcissist, they're looking for someone who is very, very empathetic, someone who can be a great target for them, because after all, a narcissist is someone who is completely devoid of any empathy or sympathy. They don't have it. They'll never have it. They don't want it. It's a weakness to them, and it's always about them. It's very selfishness. It's inward. Everything is about how can you serve me as a narcissist. But they're not stupid. They know how to get their prey, and so what they do is they use what's called love bombing. And in this particular situation, this girl that I was dating was, she used her sex as the love bombing feature, because she knew that's what I was wanting. And of course, you know, 19 years old, that's really all you do want most of the time. And so she used that to get me into the love bombing stage, to where she could they call this bonding, it's called trauma bonding. And that comes later with the narcissist and the abuse that they heap on their victims. And make no mistake of it, you are a victim if you are with the narcissist. You may not realize it, but you are a victim. You will always be the victim, and that's just the way it's designed by the narcissist. And so what the narcissist will do is they'll use love bombing to pull you into the relationship. And now once they get you into the relationship and they've got you trapped, and you know they give you the impression that you know it's going to be like this all the time because that's just what they do, then what they do is they begin the abuse cycle. And the abuse cycle is this: they get you in. Once you're in, you're locked in. Now if you're like me and you're an empath, you know, you feel things, you think sex means love, love means sex, and so they're one and the same, and so they're giving you lots of love. That's the way you see it. Narc does not see it that way. They see it as a way to get you into the relationship, get you locked in. So the first thing they want to do is they want to isolate you from your friends and your family. And so they do things like question why you want to spend time with them, or they gaslight you. That's another thing narcissists will do, and we'll talk more about that later. But what mine did was she isolated me from my family, which whenever I wanted to go and see my family or, you know, go visit with them, she would always question why. And she'd say things like, well, they really don't like you. I don't know why you'd want to be around them. Why would you want to be around somebody who doesn't like you? And, of course, you know, you're an empath, so you're like, why in the world would somebody not like me? You know, and so then they separate you from your friends as well. And they say things like, well, you know, your friends really don't like you either. And, you know, they're not good to you like I am. They're not, you know, they don't treat you as well as I do. I'm the one that treats you the best. And so what they want you to think is that you're only going to get treated well by the narcissist. And so the narcissist convince you of that, especially if you have a lack of a self-esteem, or you have a low self-esteem or a low self-image. Okay, they're going to work on that as well too. So just be prepared. This is what's going to happen. The narc is going to break you down, and they're going to make you feel like you're the lowest form of life on this earth. And they're going to do it slowly but surely. It's insidious, like a kudzu plant growing. And as they bring you down and they make you question yourself and your identity, that's another thing they do. They destroy your identity. They emasculate you if you're a man, because that's what they're really good at. And as they emasculate you, they take away your identity, your self-worth, your self-identity, your self-awareness, everything. I mean, they're bringing you down to an absolute shell of a human being. And that is because they want you to know that whatever you get, you're going to get from them. Good or bad, you're going to get from them. Now, it's like my sergeant used to say a long time ago. He said, Hartley, life is like a shit sandwich. The more bread you eat, the less shit you got to eat. Well, make no mistake, the narcissist is always only going to serve you a shit sandwich. Now, sometimes it'll have a lot of bread, sometimes it'll have a lot of shit. But you're going to eat a lot of shit, and you're going to eat a lot of shit no matter how much the bread sandwich is. I'm just telling you. That is the narcissist. They want you to know that everything you get comes from them. That way, they can feed from you. It's called supply. The narcissist will always need supply. They get this supply by attaching themselves to people who are empaths, people like me, okay? And so through the years, of course, you know, we got married. I thought that was the thing to do. We got married. First thing we did, we had a child. Then we had another child. Then we had another child. So we had three children. And I was so stupid, I didn't realize that this person that I had married, this person that I had thought that I loved, I didn't know she was a narcissist. I had no idea. It never even occurred to me that she was a narcissist. That is another term, too, that we'll use. It's called covert narcissism. Covert narcissists can be very kind and genuine. They can even give off the ability that they, the false sense that they have empathy or sympathy for other people when they absolutely do not. And they can come across to the community as just some of the most genuine, nice people in the whole world. People just say, oh, I just love your wife. She's just so sweet and she's so kind. I didn't know that was your wife. She is just so nice and so kind and so sweet. And I'm thinking, you have no idea. She's that way to everyone else, but she's not to you. She will defend everyone else, but not you. She will take up for other people, but not you. You are always the problem. I was always the problem. I was always the fault. Everything was my fault. No matter what it was my fault. It was always my fault. A narcissist will always find a reason to blame you for everything because they can never, ever be wrong. They're either the victim or they're the victor. That's just the way it is. A narcissist will never, ever admit their wrongdoing, no matter how much you try to explain to them that they were wrong, or you try to say, hey, look, you know, how would you feel if someone talked to you like this? You can't negotiate with a narcissist. You can't even have an argument with narcissists because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to lose. You're never going to win an argument with a narcissist. Never, never, never. Save your breath. Because what they are doing is they are pulling you in. They're using that as bait to get you into the conversation. Because a narcissist can be fed by your anger. They can be fed by your frustration. They can be fed by any of your reaction to what they're doing. Now, we talked about gaslighting earlier. Let's talk about that. We've heard that a lot lately in the last probably 10 years. We've heard the term gaslighting a lot on social media and on the news and things like that. Gaslighting is something where a narcissist will drive you insane by arguing with you, okay? And then when you finally get enough and you've had enough and you're just at your wit's end and you have a natural response to their behavior, then they back away and they look at you and they say something like, what is wrong with you? You are out of control. You are crazy. That's something narcissists like to do, is they like to tell you that you're crazy or that you're mentally ill or that you might need medication. My wife had me convinced there was something wrong with me, so I believe her because I think, well, you know, I did have kind of a bad childhood. Maybe there is something wrong with me. Maybe I need counseling. So I go to counseling, and I go to counseling, and the counselor says to me after, you know, several visits, well, you seem pretty normal to me, but why are you here? And I'm like, well, you know, my wife says I'm crazy, and, you know, he's like, okay, well, I'd really like to see your wife. Well, of course, every time that happens, you know, a narcissist never wants to be told that they're wrong. They never, ever, ever want anyone to find out who they are. That's their greatest fear, is that someone, that the community will find out that they're a narcissist. They're terrified of that because that is how they operate in the open. You know, I always say, you know, narcissists should be made to wear a red shirt that says, I'm a narcissist, stay away. Because that's how they are. They operate among us. They live among us. These are monsters, y'all. Okay, and I know that sounds horrible for me to say it, but narcissists are monsters. They're like child molesters who live in our community that you don't even have a clue they're child molesters until you find out they've done something. And then you're like, oh my God, my child was around him, or, you know, I used to go to church with him, or I was, you know, he would always talk to me at the shopping center, whatever. These are monsters, okay, folks? And I'm not comparing narcissists to child molesters. I'm just saying that as child molesters live amongst us, so do these monsters. And they're evil, and they have no soul. They have a black heart. They have absolutely no ability to love or to understand other people's feelings. They just never will. And so that is the narcissist. And so as my wife and I were together, of course, she would tear me down. Narcissists are very, very adept at making you feel bad for anything you do. Even if it's something good, they can make you feel bad for it. They can make you begin to question why you do things. They make you question everything you say. So a lot of remark or responses from people who have been in narcissistic abuse relationships, they'll apologize a lot. You ever been around someone and you know, something will happen, or you'll be talking to them and they'll say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, or I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way, or I'm so sorry. And then you're constantly apologizing because you're second guessing everything you say. Everything you say, you second guess. And as you second guess it, you're like, I'm sorry I said that, I should have said, because you don't trust yourself, because you've been with a narcissist for so long that has trained you in how to be, question yourself, and how not to feel like you are smart enough to say something. And so all of a sudden, you're apologizing for everything you do because you feel like everything I do is wrong because the narcissist has told me that for so many years that I believe it. And so when you start doing that, you'll start apologizing to just about everybody, even though you've done nothing wrong. And so that's something you'll see in abused people who have been in narcissistic relationships. They're trained to second guess themselves all the time. And so as that happens, you'll begin to realize, I'm really not as bad as people think I am. I'm okay, you know, but it takes a while for an abused person to realize, you know, that they're okay. that they're not, you know, they don't have to second guess everything they say. And so that's something I've had to learn to do as I've been separated from my wife, is I'm learning not to apologize for everything that I do. But narcissists are very adept at making other people believe things about you that aren't true. That's the thing about a narcissist, if they can't control you, they're going to control what other people think about you. And so they'll be in a crowd with people, and someone might say, well, how's Dan doing? And, you know, my wife would say things like, well, I'm really worried about him. He's spiraling. He's just really spiraling. We need to really pray for him, and we need to be very, very concerned about him, because he's just, you know, he's just spiraling. I don't know what's going on with him. I worry that maybe he might have some mental health issues. You know, and of course, in a crowd of people who are just normal, they'll say, oh my goodness, that's terrible. What can we do? Well, just pray for him. And, you know, just keep this between us. Don't tell anybody, you know, because I don't want to ruin his reputation, which is exactly what the narcissist is trying to do. They're trying to ruin your reputation because they want everybody else to hate you like they hate you, because narcissists are jealous of you. My wife has always been jealous of me ever since we've been together. Anything that I accomplished, it was poo-pooed. It was no good. It was like, oh, well, I could do that. Anybody could do that. It's not that big of a deal. I don't know why you're making a big deal about it. Oh, well, you got a promotion work. Well, you know, that's just because they feel sorry for you. Or she'd make excuses. Never, hey, gosh, I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of what you've done. You've worked very hard to get that raise. Or, you know what, you got that award. That's awesome. You worked very hard to get that award. I am so proud of you. No, that has never, ever been the case with her, ever. Not in 39 years, ever. See, that's the other thing, too, is that if you don't realize someone's a narcissist, this is the kind of behavior that they're going to do forever. They're never going to change. They don't have the ability to change. They don't possess the self-awareness that they need to change. And so because of that, you're always going to get hurt. You're always going to get mistreated. You're always going to be torn down. You're always going to be beaten up. And that's that cycle of abuse. And so when the narcissist realizes that, you know, or say you realize that, like I did many, many times, I would say, you know, there's something very, very wrong with our relationship. You know, I don't know what's going on. And the narcissist, the first thing they'll do is they'll blame you. Well, it's probably you. Have you thought about it? Maybe you need to go to counseling. You know, you're always flying off the handle. You're always, you know, you overreact to me. And so maybe there's something wrong with you. Or if you convince them in any way at all that you're done and you're going to walk away from this relationship, they will give you a mile but take three back. And that's what a narcissist will do. And they'll lie and they'll tell you everything that you need to hear to make you think that they're going to try and change their behavior. But they're not. They only want to keep you in the relationship because that you're their supply. They're like an emotional vampire. They're going to attach themselves to you. They're going to keep you around long enough to feed off of you. And that is it. They never give anything back. They only take. And the other thing is that narcissists are liars. They're absolute, habitual, chronic liars. They lie all the time. And they will split hairs. And I'll give you an example of splitting hairs. Like, say, for instance, I was to say something to my wife. Yeah, you ran up the store the other day. And she'd say, no, I didn't. And I'd say, yeah, you did. You did. You ran up the store and you got some bread and milk. Okay. I did not run up the store. Well, yes, you did. No, I did not. Yes, you did. I saw you. I'm not crazy. I know you. I did not run up to the store. I drove up to the store. That is how narcissists will argue with you. They will take one piece of the sentence, of the statement that you make, and they will pick it apart. And they say, no, that is not exactly what happened. You know, like you might say, like most people, when we narrate something, if somebody says, you know, well, I hate your stinking guts, you might say, well, I remember what you said. You told me you hated my ugly guts. And they'd say, no, I didn't say that. I'd say, yes, you did. I heard you. I said you hated my ugly guts. And no, I never said that. No, that is absolutely untrue. I never said that. And I'd say, yes, you did. No, I said I hated your stinking guts. I never said ugly. And so that's what a narcissist will do. You need to be prepared that when you fight with a narcissist, you're never going to win. When you argue with a narcissist, you're always going to be the loser. You will always lose the fight. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Don't waste your breath. It's not worth it. You're never going to convince a narcissist that they're wrong anyway. So walk away. If you realize that you're married to a narcissist, I'm very sorry for you, because I can tell you, when you begin to pull away from a narcissist like I did, after 30 years of marriage, I said, I'm done. You might be asking yourself, well, who the hell sticks around for 30 years? That's just stupid. Well, I was pretty stupid, I will tell you. I had children who were younger, and my wife was not very nice to my children. And years ago, when they were little, I said, I'm going to leave her, I'm going to divorce her. And she said, you just do that, and I will take these children away from you, and you will never see them again. And you know what? I believed her, because I believe she was capable of that. Because back then, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, women could do that, and they'd get away with it in court system, because it was different. It's different today than it was back then. So yes, I stuck around for my children, because I didn't want to lose my children. I didn't want to not be able to see my kids. And so yes, I stuck around for 30 years, stayed in a loveless marriage. That's the other thing they do. There's no love. There's no, you can give and give and give and give, but they'll never give back to you. No matter what you do, it's never enough. Never, never enough. Whatever decision you make, it is the wrong decision. Whatever choice you make, it is the wrong choice. They always have a better way for you to do things. Okay? So, yes, I stuck around for 30 years in a loveless marriage with a woman who was absolutely hateful and terrible and mean and just destroyed my life and my self-esteem. So, I'm telling you this because if you're in a marriage with a narcissist, you need to decide what you're going to do. Because I can tell you right now, they're never going to change, ever. They're never going to change. So you got to decide if you want to live in this or do you want to walk away. Now, there's many times I've looked back on this and I wish that I had left. I wish that I had left because, number one, I didn't want my children to see what was such an abnormal relationship to be accepted as normal, because it's not. There's nothing normal about a relationship with a narcissist. It never will be. So, yes, I regret that I didn't leave, but I made the best choice I could based on the information that I had at the time. If I could go back in time, would I change it? Probably. But the truth of the matter is that I didn't. So I have to live with the choices that I made. And those choices have led me to a 31-year marriage being with a narcissist. And I can tell you from experience, it'll never get any better. So I would recommend to you, if you're in a narcissistic relationship, get a very, very good attorney. It's going to cost you a lot of money, and they're going to rake you over the coals, and they'll never want to spend their money. They'll want to spend your money. And they're going to do everything they can to convince their lawyer that you're the worst person in the world. In fact, they're going to tell the lawyer that you're the narcissist. Okay, so just be prepared. Because when a narcissist is confronted about their behavior, it is World War III. My wife and I have had World War III since I filed for divorce back in October of 23. We are still going through the divorce because she will not cooperate. She wants everything. She wants it all. She wants the house. She wants everything. And she wants me to walk away with nothing. And if she had her way, she would not only strip me of everything that I have, reduce me to nothing, but put me out in the middle of the woods in a tent if she could. Because that is the evilness of a narcissist. I don't believe a narcissist is saved. Yeah, I don't believe they can be a Christian. I don't think a narcissist knows what the love of God is. I don't think that the Holy Spirit lives within a narcissist. And I think that they are controlled by demonic forces. And that's why they're so evil. So I am in the process of a divorce from a narcissist, and I can tell you that it is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my entire life. And I've been through nursing school, and I thought that was pretty hard. But I can tell you, fighting with a narcissist, you will never win. So I am actually having to go to court to have a judge decide what is going to happen with my wife and me in our divorce, because she absolutely will not cooperate. So it's going to take a judge to get her to do something, because she's not going to make that decision. She's going to make it harder for me, because she will never, ever be prepared to admit that she was wrong or to acquiesce to anything. So it's going to take a judge. So I'm just telling you, if you're going to get a divorce, get a really, really good lawyer. You're going to need it. And that's my two cents on narcissism. And I'll try to keep you updated on what's going in my life. And the progress we are making. And I'll let you know how it goes. In the meantime, thanks for listening, and I hope this helped you.